0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Live Line with me, Colm O'Mungoing. You can call us on 0818 715 815, WhatsApp us on 087 184 3709, email joe at rt.ie, or of course you can text us on 51551. John Arnold, you weren't watching the All-Ireland Senior Football, Senior Hurling Championship on the television, and you weren't watching it on GAA Go either.
And tonight, no, Colm, I wasn't. Well, to tell the truth, I was milking cows because I was delayed at doing a few things. But no, I wouldn't be what I call a happy camper now. Not just today, but in the last few weeks, the fact that a lot of these top class hurling matches aren't being shown on what do we call it, terrestrial television, which is basically RT, is a cause of great discomfort. And I'd be hopping mad over it, actually, Colm, because. First of all, you know, we had a debate there over the last couple of years when Sky came to the table and Sky Television got so many matches and people had to pay for a subscription for Sky. Sky didn't depart to the scene, was it this year or last year? And people like me, genuine GA people, presumed that the vast majority of the top class games would be free to air on RT, and now they come along with this GA Go business. I mean, there's several reasons why I'd be absolutely livid and savage over it. First of all, I just think simply games like that, high-profile games like that, like to be, this would be akin to Cork and Tipperary Hurling Championship match, be akin not having the Grand National available in England on television, or not having if Liverpool and Arsenal were playing, or Manchester United, Manchester City. But like second point in that is the GSA. Well, it is available on this GA Go, your contraption thing. I have a computer below in the room, an ordinary PC, and I can type in it, and I can get internet sometimes when I have coverage, and I can type with one finger. But, I mean, the coverage would be very patchy. There are several reasons.
Why, what part of the country are you living in?
I'm living in a place called Bartlemy near Fermoy in rural East Cork. But, like, we're just one. I suppose we're an oddity. We're not an oddity, but we live, our house is in a kind of a hollow column. In the wintertime, we'd have absolutely fantastic coverage for internet and all those yokes when there's no leaves in the trees. But we're surrounded by trees, and when they're in full bloom this time of the year, it interferes with the reception. So we're very, very bad reception. But I mean, there's thousands of, like me, people living in, there's huge amount of areas of rural Ireland where you haven't internet coverage, where you haven't broadband. But allied to that, the fact that people have to go, okay, you said €12, but like just the fact of having to go through the technology of your credit card and go on, and you have a certain amount of time to do it, and then you're forced, like if I was watching, if I had been sat on a little computer screen, it's not the same thing. It's just completely different. It's continuously buffering. But like the whole ethos of it is major games like this. Don Law Cusick, who I know well, was on the Sunday game last night, and he was savage, and he was correct insofar as hurling is more than a game. It's our national game. It's part of our national heritage. It's just more than a game. It's part of what we are. It's our culture. And he used a very good phrase. He said, hurling needs oxygen. What does he mean by that? It means coverage. It means publicity. You can't give hurling too much publicity. We're not an international game. We're not a professional game. Players can't make fortunes out of it. We, as ordinary volunteers, work in clubs. We give our time freely. I've been involved in my club here for over 50 years. We give our time freely. That's fine. We're not looking for martyrdom status, or we're not looking to be paid. But what you get in return then is, if you can go to the games, well and good. I just unfortunately wasn't able to go Saturday night. But the least you could expect then is that high-profile games like this would be available, that you could see them. And I mean, there used to be an excuse.
But what's the difference between if you're prepared to burn the petrol or the diesel, or maybe even an electric car, to go to a match and spend that, and then spend the money on the ticket, and the money at the gate goes to the GAA. The money from GAA Go is going to GAA, and people who aren't in the position to travel to matches can see it this way, and the GAA is in control of what they show.
But that's the problem, Colm. Thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, are not in the position. Even if they were willing to pay €10, €20, €30, they haven't coverage, they haven't the facilities, they haven't the technology to get it in their own homes. It's not a penny-pinching issue, and it's not a question of tickets. I mean, if that game was live on RT television last Saturday night, would it have meant there would have been only 25,000 people? No, it was a sell-out ticket. All the stand tickets were gone early in the week. But I mean, the technology, to be grand, if it was on RT television available, but like there were tens of thousands of people, I guarantee you. And you say, how do I know it? Because I know people will be ringing me and talking to me from all over the country on issues like this. They're in pockets, areas. There's people who have a television at home. There's thousands of people who have a simple television. You turn on the television, they have no computer, they have no PC.
And when you were out milking the cows, did you turn on the radio?
I was listening printed on the radio. That's right, yeah. We were actually making films here ourselves Saturday as a fundraiser for our own J Club. We wouldn't finish with Michael Collins and the Fetal Half Seven, so I was listening on the radio in an earpiece in the Milking Parlour, which was a bit patchy as well because every time a cow would give a screech you mightn't hear it, but I picked up the match. But that's the point.
What was the fundraiser there? Were you doing those recreations of scenes of famous movies? I know a local club of my own did that before.
Yeah,
I think
exactly,
they did Braveheart.
We're just out of buying land for a huge pitch development, cost us nearly $750,000. So we were nice at the Oscars at the end of May. And what we were doing was we were filming the seven films, and these will be shown at the end of May as a fundraiser. So it just ran a bit over time Saturday. But it was a fantastic day. We had over 100 people involved last weekend and the weekend before, and it's fantastic.
Are you in front of the camera or behind the camera yourself?
I was playing the part of that lecherous milkman that's delivering more than milk on Craggy Island. Pat Mustard, he was playing the part of the milkman in Father Ted. That's what we were being filmed last week. Yes. So I was in, so for a change, I was in front of the camera. But like, I've been attending GA matches since 1972. The first match I attended, actually, an inter-county match, was Cork and Tip at Rabilo in Limerick in 1972. I've missed very few of them since. I had to milk house, I missed them. But the point is, like, it's just an inevitable rush towards over-reliance on technology. You're doing the same thing now, Colm, since COVID. People can't go to an inter-county match or hardly any match anymore now with cash. They have to pre-buy the ticket, they have to download the ticket. And again, maybe in 20 or 30 years' time there'll be no cash in the country. Maybe everybody will have a solar-powered computer yoke that they can watch every kind of television with, and that they can pay by tapping their head with a card. But that technology is not available to huge swathes, not just of rural Ireland, but there are, I know heaps of people living in towns and cities. I know older people because I go around to a lot of functions entertaining older people. I know a lot of people, and they have a simple television. Their television isn't geared up for such technology, and they want us to be able to watch games like they've always watched them in the past.
Are you in the entertainment business yourself?
No, I'm married to a farmer here in Bathley, but I do a lot of work just entertaining, telling stories and on a voluntary basis for community issues and old folks parties and senior citizens and things like that, you know?
A kind of a Shanachie.
Yeah, kind of a Shanachie, come singer, come poet, come storyteller. Yeah, but it's only just on a voluntary basis. I raise money for charity like Mary Mountain Cork and things like that. But I love doing that, but it's obviously not a full-time, part-time capacity. I'm lucky I have a very affable wife who milks the cows on more than one occasion when I'm absent, but we both milk them on Saturday. We're small farmers. Well, we're not very small. I'm 5'8" or 5'9", but we're farming in a small enough way. We're not milking hundreds of cows. We're both kind of pinching edge now, so we're cutting back a bit, but we still like to milk cows. Cows would be a passion of mine, and the GA would be a huge passion of mine, and I really feel sorry. And like Don Lord put it passionately last night, the game of hurling is different to soccer, it's different to football, it's different to rugby. It hasn't an international audience. It hasn't even a huge audience in Ireland, as a lot of clubs, a lot of counties don't play. So you can't have too much coverage. We cannot have too much coverage of inter-county hurling on television.
Well, I mean, would you have any sympathy for the view that, you know, maybe the GAA sees the way things are going? I think 16.5% of people at the last count didn't have a television in the house. They need to be set up to service audiences of people who are watching things on tablets and smartphones, and they need to put that infrastructure in place now. And if they don't put big ticket matches on it, it won't attract an audience and it won't be worthwhile. It'll die in the cradle as an initiative.
I absolutely wouldn't agree with that point of view at all. I mean, it's a very simple thing. What is wrong with having major matches on free-to-air television? Why don't you tell me what's wrong with that? Forget about all your modern technology and all that kind of thing. That's all coming, and a lot of people have it, well and good. But what is wrong with just having the major matches? And people in the past might say they didn't know Cork were going to meet in the championship. Of course they knew it. These draws were made last September, October. Since we have a round robin, we know exactly when they're to play. And you pick out anybody. 10 years ago, it used to be Kilkenny and Wexford. Maybe it's Galway and Kilkenny now. But all the matches in Munster, the week before, Limerick and Clare, a cracker of a match, and it was expected, a local derby. That wasn't. Nobody in those counties could see it unless they paid their money, unless they had their devices, unless they had the technology, and they had the downloads, and they had the broadband, and they had the internet coverage. So that's an awful lot of heads to have together on the one night to get your match, as opposed to turning on the television and just watching it. And I know you say, John, you're simplistic and you're old-fashioned and things are going to change and you have to be modern. Of course things have changed, and things have changed hugely. And I'm not saying we should go back to black and white television.
You're saying you go around the country, you know, you go around the countryside a good bit, you speak to functions and that kind of thing. And are people talking to you about this? Is this a point of conversation?
Absolutely. The two items were brought up to me. I was in Springford Hall, I was in Ballinascathdy last week, and I was in Ballintosis the week before. And people have said to me, John, is there anything you can do? And the two things, because they know I'm involved in the GAA for almost 6 years, and the two things people are talking about, is there any chance we could see the matches on the television like we used to? And the other thing is there any chance we'll ever go back to the time when we could go to a match in Park Earring or Park Equive and go up with a fiver or a tenner in our pocket, we'd have our dinner, the day was dry, we'd say we go to the match, and instead of that now, you have to have the tickets downloaded, or you have to have them on your smartphone or your app or whatever. And like, I'm not making up, people are genuinely worried, and they say people will stay, the GAA will say on the cashless tickets, very few people turn up without cash. Why? Nobody wants to be embarrassed, isn't it? I know heaps of people that didn't go to matches last year because they were told, if you haven't the ticket, you won't get in, so you don't want to have situation outside the thing. And it's the same now with this. I mean, like, there was a big gesture made that all people in nursing homes and everything were able to see these games last week in Fleet. That's fantastic. That's absolutely great. But I could name, and I'm not going to name, I could name 10 people living within 5 miles of here that wouldn't be in the way now because of mobility issues to go to matches in Park Equive or Tullis or Innes or Welsh Park or anything like that. And they'd normally do their job. Some of them, most of them are pensioners at this stage, and they'd sit down of a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday night and watch the match.
Before I go to a few more people and stick with us, John, is there any pub in the area that has a good enough broadband to show it on a big screen for people to get together and watch the match?
In our particular area here, there isn't. We haven't got a pub at the moment here. And of course, there are pubs. I know, look, of course, there are pubs doing that. But why again should you take people out of the privacy of their own house if they want to go to a pub? And in fairness, for a whole younger cohort, people watching it, I suppose, in pubs is probably an attractive alternative. But for people who just want to be able to, is there anything wrong with being able to do things the way it was always done? Does everything have to be changed just for the sake of change, not for the sake of progress? And in fairness now to the GAA, and I'm a GAA member, so I'm talking from both sides, we were well treated as an organisation by the government the last couple of years when we had no income. We, the GAA as an organisation, when we had no income to keep anything going, the government per se provided millions when we had no gate receipts. So I think the government ministers would want to be speaking up now. This is a kind of a slap in the face. The GAA got millions and millions, and now when the GAA has a chance of doing a favour and giving some free entertainment, massive hurling entertainment to the masses of people around the country, went to the GAA said, no, sorry, put your hand in your pocket once again now, get your technology, give us your money and have your technology, and then you can watch it, and that's the only way you can watch it.
And Clancy, you're a GAA volunteer. You treat this like a bit of a slap in the face as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Totally. I agree with everything that man said, and he said it perfectly and to the point, and the honesty of it and the whole lot, and the GAA are laughing at us.
And what's been your own involvement in the GAA as a volunteer? What kind of things have you been involved in yourself?
Oh, well, sure. Doing different fundraising and doing things, and just a match goer to our local club. As I said, it's just poisons the whole thing. That's the word.
And is it that you don't have a device that you could watch this on? You don't?
Well, the internet isn't. We're out in the country as well, and the internet isn't good enough. And I haven't a device, and I'm not paying anyway for a match.
And John, who we heard from, is in Fermoy. What part of the world are you in, Anne?
Tipperary.
Tip. So you missed out. You missed out on the match the last day as well, did you?
Yes.
And is there an argument for people, you know, local communities getting together in a facility where there is broadband, the likes of a pub or a hall, and putting this on? I mean, if GAA go is going to be...
Why should they have to do that?
Why should they have to go to that trouble? We're after giving blood, sweat and tears again and other people to the GAA for years, and is this the payback we get now? Well, you can watch it in your own house anymore. Let you go to a pub or a hall. Let you organise it yourselves. That's an absolute insult. Like Anne said, it's a slap in the face for the people who have kept this organisation going with years and years and still continue to do it. And now we're being told, and your suggestion, go to a pub or organise among yourselves. In other words, you won't get it, but you'll have to do it yourself.
Right. Well, what do you think of that, Anne? Has anybody tried that, do you know, in your local area? Or would you just prefer to watch it at home?
I just prefer to watch it at home and wouldn't consider going to a pub, and it would never have been the way. And it would just be lovely, just turn on your television, relax, watch it and just get into the excitement of it and the enjoyment, because it's Munster hurling is the best hurling.
Well, I'm sure there's people in Kilkenny and Galway and Wexford might disagree with that, but that's maybe for another day.
And like the joy of being at home. Now, if I was there last Saturday night, if I was in a position to watch it and I couldn't, and you'd be shouting at them Tipperary fellas scoring them freaking goals.
Right. And them cartlets.
And she'd be above and she's shouting at, giving out like hell about that. And that's the whole joy of it. I mean, normally I'd go to the games, but I just feel sorry for the people that can't go to the games, that are no longer able to go. And like, we're an aging population, whether we like it or not.
So I'm glad it was a draw, otherwise yourself and Anne might be arguing over something else. But the broadband in your area, and do you have any cause to use it? Do you have patchy mobile coverage? Is it just the broadband? Do you have a computer at home yourself?
The broadband is coming. It's not very good at the minute, but it's getting, they're bringing it at the minute. They're putting down all cables and stuff at the minute. But the whole thing
would it make any difference to Jan if there was broadband? I mean, if there was the best of broadband, and you were still being asked to pay 12 euro.
No, it wouldn't make any difference. No, I think what GA have done is a real Judas act.
Yeah.
They're out there now just to make money for the big things in Croke Park.
Right. Your line's gone a bit echoey, Anne, which probably proves the point you're trying to make. Kevin, what do you make a GAA go?
Look, I suppose GAA go is, it was a very good presentation the other night. No, funnily enough, I watched it at a wedding in... I couldn't go to the match and I had tickets for the match, but I couldn't go. So I watched it at a wedding, and people around me were watching me watching it on a phone at a wedding, which was very useful down in Limerick. But anyway, no, what do I think of GAA go? Look, GAA go is good. Obviously, everyone would want the national TV to be doing this, a full stop. And we know that. If they are making a lot of money out of it and putting it back into the clubs, yes, that would be great. But I have a slightly different thing than going on, because at night time there, like, I have two young lads who'd love to watch, even last night we were talking, but they wanted to watch the Cork Tip game again. They were at it, as it happens. And unfortunately, they had to go to bed because the Sunday game was on at 9:30, and the hurling didn't come on until 11 o'clock. I'm going up to another 12 game tonight between Kildare and Castleton Roach Belly Hooley outfit, and I guarantee of those 40 kids that will be there tonight, probably only the lads that win to the match. Right. And maybe one or two more will actually have seen the game.
So do you see an advantage in GAA go in that some of the games they show for lads who want to watch in the whole match or run through it in a quicker speed the next day, that they can watch the whole thing back for free after broadcast? If that programme is on too late for them, there's the full matches to be seen on GAA go. Is that an advantage from your point of view?
Well, the truth, actually, I actually tried to watch the game back fully myself a second time in GAA go, and I couldn't. Because it'll only do a live watch, unless you do the packet for the full season, which costs, I think it's something like 79 euro, I can't remember the figure, but if you're a one-off payment, 12 euro, you only get to see it on the time. You can't watch it the following day again, even though you paid 12 euro.
Right. And would you pay for the full annual?
Yeah, I wouldn't really. I'd try go to the games. I went to the Cork Waterford game. I just couldn't go to the match this time. I gave the tickets to a friend of mine, and I couldn't go. I'd go to the game before I'd actually try and watch it on TV as such, you know.
Right. And do you see the logic of it that, you know, this platform exists, not all matches are going to get shown. The GAA effectively have, you know, a platform they can feed content to. Not all matches might be on the terrestrial channel and people can watch it here. But at the start of it, they might have to build an audience and put big ticket games on it in order to drive the audience.
Yeah, I do understand that. Look, from John Arnold was actually spot on there when if I'm going back to the 70s, the 80s, when the Sunday game came out first. It used to be on 8 o'clock at night. If you missed the match during the day, you'd see it. But now, where people aren't in... We're competing now with soccer. And as I think it was John Locusic said it last night, there's kids now in rural parishes who know soccer players for Liverpool. You know, they could name the whole team, but they're getting so much exposure with Sky Sports and all those, they could hardly name a Cork team. Do you know what I mean? So exposure is a lot, and we're not getting the exposure that we used to get in the older days. Right. You know, that's my opinion on it anyway, you know.
Finbar, you couldn't watch the match either.
No, and I tell you now, Colm, my dad, right, he's elderly, right, he's like, and he was very upset last week, okay, because he lives and breathes for the GA when it starts every year, do you know what I mean? He loves it, you know, and like he was upset last week. You know, he was saying to me, is there any way we could get the match and stuff like that, right? Like, what my point about it is, these older people, right, they have rare children, right? They have rare grandchildren, great-grandchildren, okay? And they might be playing, right? Or they might be a relation of the players, right? And to be deprived of watching Cork v Tip on television, do you know? Like, it's not on, do you know what I mean? Like, I volunteer with I've umpired matches for 12, 13 years, right, up to this year. But my health has deteriorated, you know? I volunteer with the GAA, you know? And I feel it's a smack in the face for what I do. Right. I call bingo. I'm calling bingo for a club, right, for 11 years, right? But like, I feel let down that RTE and GAA GO would do this to all the people, do you know what I mean? It's not fair, like, do you know?
Well, it turns out that Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, seems to agree with yourself and John and Kevin there. He says he believes all GAA games should be shown free to air in his personal view, and he believes hurling at its best is simply a classic. He says that the merits of the game itself are an argument in itself for these games to be shown free to air.
Like Colm yesterday, right? Look yesterday, right? The games that were on television, they were meaningless, right? The Munster Hurling Championship, and I know you said it to a woman there, that Kilkenny and Galway and all the other counties, but the Munster Championship, right, is the epic of the GAA season. No matter what way you look at it, every game in Munster is like an All-Ireland final, right? Every game, right? The passion and everything to do with the GAA in Munster is like an All-Ireland final, right? And for this, for the GAA to come on and put these games on pay-per-view is totally wrong.
All right.
Donough said it right last night.
All right, Catherine.
Donough said it right last night. Like, but what my point is, like, a lot of these older people, right, they paid their taxes for years. They worked hard all their life. They've been involved in GAA down through the years, right? And for them to be deprived in their older life of not being able to watch their own county, where they could have a nephew, a cousin, a grandchild, a grandson. It's not on.
And the dog there in the background seems to agree with you in that one. He's keen to pitch in.
Who agrees with me? Do you know what I mean?
Who's he? What's his name?
Lexi.
He or is she, or prefer not to say. All right, I'm going to go to Catherine. Catherine, you did go the distance on trying to get and pay for, in fact, you did pay for GAA Go, but still no luck.
Yes, I did pay €12 for GAA Go. My first time doing so, I was so disgusted that I couldn't see it on free-to-air TV. So I decided I would pay the €12 for GAA Go. Now, I am a pensioner, so I wouldn't be a very IT literate. But I had some of my family around, and we tried using three different phones, a Samsung, a Hawaii, and an iPhone. And we had two smart TVs, an LG and a Samsung. And it just, for a long time, we failed to get it.
But it finally could you see it on any of the phones? You were trying to cast it from the phones to the TV, was it?
No, we couldn't see it at all. So it finally worked on the latest edition of an iPhone that somebody in the house had. The other two phones couldn't screencast it at all on the TV.
Right.
But my point is like that, if I was here having spent my €12 for the match, if I was here on my own, there was absolutely no way I was going to be able to get that. Now, when I bought it, there was no indication when I bought it that I would need to have, you know, special device to see it or anything like that. It was just buy the thing and then, you know, there was no instructions with regard to what to do or anything like that. So my point is that having paid my money, I just found it very, very frustrating. We were half an hour or more trying to actually get it to work, and it was more than difficult.
How much of the match did you miss while you were trying to do all of this?
Oh, about a quarter of an hour, the first quarter of an hour of the match. We missed that. And then this morning I tried to ring Croke Park. I rang Croke Park to make a complaint about the fact that they weren't showing these matches on RTE, free to air.
Did you get through to anyone?
I was given an option of press 1 for GAA, press 2 for Croke Park. I tried both at different stages. I must have made about 10 phone calls. I was put on options, different options, 1 for this, 2 for that. I could get no reply from anyone. And eventually I got through to a receptionist. And I said to her, could you put me through to somebody, please? I want to make a complaint about the fact that the GA are not showing matches on free-to-air TV. And she said, oh, no, I can't put you through to anybody. I'll get them to call you back. Now, this was after I make you about 10 phone calls.
And did anyone call you back?
No, nobody has called me back. No.
And did the receptionist tell you whether that was the first phone call they'd got in connection with this?
She didn't say at all.
And how long were you waiting after you went through all the jumps to try and get through to the receptionist? How long were you on the phone, do you think?
There was 8 jumps in one side, I think it was the GA side, and there were 6 jumps in the Croke Park side.
Right.
So I went through all of those, and I was on the phone for, I don't know how long, I really don't know, but I was on the phone for a long, long time this morning.
I suppose, in fairness, the receptionist, there's not much she could have done. She referred the number on. If you didn't get a call back, I suppose that's beyond her control. All right, thanks very much, Catherine. We're back with more after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Okay, Colm O'Mungain here, 0818 715 815 for your calls. WhatsApp us on 087 1843 709. Email joe@rt.ie or text 51551. Martin, you think it's good value, GAA Go?
Hello, Colm. Nice to talk to you. I like your other programmes, and best of luck with your first live line.
Well, thanks very much. Depending on this phone call, now, no pressure, Martin. Depending on this phone call, let's see how it goes. This could be a career-ending moment.
Not at all. You're doing great. I think this is sometimes in the GA, there's a tendency to kind of think that something that's only recent is traditional, and you have to remember that up until 1995, the only matches broadcast live on RTE were All-Ireland semi-finals and finals. So this is broadcasting championship matches is a relatively modern phenomenon, and RTE can only broadcast so many matches, particularly when the championship is starting off, because it coincides with the end of the rugby season. So the alternative to the GA Go service showing the matches is that they won't be broadcast at all. It's not either RTE or Go service. And then remember, when we get into the round robin championship, there's going to be a huge number of matches on every weekend. RTE, at best, would be able to show 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. There's going to be loads of other matches, which, unless there is the GAA Go service, wouldn't be available to be broadcast at all to people who can't go to matches, and would be interested in viewing them.
And what do you say to the argument that's been made by a few people there, and it was particularly in support of Donal Cusack, who said, look, hurling needs the oxygen. It's viewed sort of as a countrywide sport, and there has been efforts made on the development of it, but that it is still played really at the highest level in a minority of counties, and the more coverage that can be given to support it, the better, because it needs it.
Well, I don't know if the specific reason from an RT point of view that they couldn't show a hurling championship match on Saturday evening. I don't know what the issue is there, and maybe ideally
we've asked themselves and the GA for a statement on this, and we'll reflect it in our discussion if they do decide to send one in. But so we're as wise as you are on that front.
Yeah, I think ideally that if it was possible that the one championship match could be shown on the Saturday, and. Then the football on the Sunday, but then if you take last weekend, there was two provincial football finals in Connacht and Munster, and they will always take precedent. So the RTE couldn't show a hurling match on a Sunday afternoon, so it was going to have to be a Saturday evening if there was any hurling match shown.
So do you think it's bad planning on the scheduling of the games, or do you just think it's unavoidable?
Yeah. Well, I think it's unavoidable. And then, let's say Cork and Tipperary were shown. Dublin and Wexford were playing as well, which a lot of people would be interested in that as well. That couldn't have been shown on RTE. But would GAA go? There was a possibility for people to see that match on a platform, and that's going to become even more relevant as we go into the round robin football championship, where you're going to have a huge number of games, and as I said, there's only going to be a certain amount will be broadcast on RTE.
Right, but I mean, I suppose in an effort to drive traffic to this new GAA Go platform, and you can see on one hand the logic in that, in trying to, you know, get people on the platform and create critical mass, whatever you want to call it, in the beginning, that it might just drive people away from both RTE and GAA Go.
I don't know why would it. Well, I mean, I think RTE do great. I mean, I think RTE do a fantastic job when it comes to sports coverage, and including the GAA. You know, I think they have to get the credit for that. But I think, look, any time there's any change, any new system being brought in, it always there's always a reaction against it. In fact, when RTE started showing the semi-finals of the championship in the 60s, there were people in the GAA who said that it would have a detrimental effect on attendances, and they were against coverage, you know. So I mean, that's always weird. It takes a period of time for a new service to bed in with people.
Right. What did you tune into on Saturday yourself, if anything?
Coronation.
Right. Okay. Eamon, you agree with our earlier callers. You're disappointed, to say the least, that the hurling hasn't been shown yet.
Of course, the two best matches with the last couple were the Clare and yesterday's and Saturday evening's game. And nothing shown. And then they showed the two football matches yesterday were a disgrace. The results of them were known well in advance. And I switched off that. I couldn't watch that. I can't watch Gaelic football anymore anyway, because it's unwatchable. You get about two good games in the year, Kerry and Dublin, and a few of them play a bit of football. And there's a bit, football is going to be dragged on for the whole summer. And at the end of the day, it'll either be Kerry, Dublin, Mayo, or Galway, probably Lindahl, or maybe Tyrone.
Right.
And that's it. But hurling is the best game in the world. Look, I love sport. I watched soccer last night. I watched Man United. That broke my heart as well. But anyway, There's no comparison. It's the best field game in the world. It should be shown. Even when people come to Ireland, I brought friends to Croke Park, I brought friends to Nolan Park, Americans and everything. And they're amazed by it. And then these two big games.
I take it you did sign up for GAA, then, did you? You wouldn't miss it.
But the reason, look, I love sport. You've got about six televisions on Saturday between rugby, horse racing, you name it. But the reason them two games were paid to pay per view, or whatever you want to call it, they were the two big games. If the two football matches yesterday were on pay-per-view, as we call it, or GAA Go, I wonder how many people would have taken it.
Just a matter of interest, so you've signed up for GAA Go. Did you go for the full annual package, did you?
No.
Just the match? You paid the individual match?
Look, Gaelic football to me is, at the moment, it's unwatchable. And well, I'm a Kenny man anyway, but anyway, maybe we know nothing about football up here, but anyway. But it's unwatchable. And as I say, rugby was on the weekend, the whole weekend. Rugby is great at the moment. I love the rugby at the moment. It's a fantastic game to watch. So I've no problem with it. There was three rugby matches shown on the weekend. No hurling last weekend. And next weekend, again, there's no hurling. It's another pay-per-view, Waterford and Clare, which should be a great game as well.
Right.
But they're shooting themselves in the foot. And Donal Logue, I might not agree with him the whole time, but he was definitely right last night. If they want to promote hurling, which they don't seem to care. Look, it's only goes on for 3 months of the year now. And in another 2 weeks, there'll be two teams and two of the Munster teams gone and two of the Leinster teams gone. And that's the end of the year for them. So how's that promoting hurling?
But it sounds like from your interest in hurling that if you did sign up for the annual package of GAA Go, that'd be another television or smart device on in the house with more stuff to watch.
Look, I looked at it. It's all football anyway. It's all Gaelic football, and I have no interest in Gaelic football at the moment. I think it's terrible to watch. Them two games yesterday, I'd love to know the figures, the viewing figures of them yesterday. And Munster football, fine, the Kerry were going to win from the start. Anyway, that's another joke. But anyway,
right.
It's crazy. And they're dragging it. And now they're putting teams in, I think in football, they're putting them into, is it four teams? And three teams will go through again. So it's all extra matches and extra and extra. So the GAA are going to clean up this year with all the football matches that are coming ahead.
Martin, you're calling in from Dublin. Are you originally from Dublin yourself?
From Mayo originally.
Oh, Mayo originally. Okay. Do you hang out the flag during the championship?
Well, if they get to the final, I hang out the flag, but I'd go to number league games and all the championship matches.
Right. Anything to say to Eamon on his critique of Gaelic football there?
It's very hard to argue that. I mean, hurling played at its best is a much faster, skillful game. There's no question about that.
All right, Martina, have you signed up to GAA Go?
No, it was pure accident that I ended up paying, I ended up paying $16.99. on Saturday evening, which seems to be more than everyone else paid.
Well, I've heard 12, but I mean, as you say,
listening to the radio. But I double checked again now just to see what I had paid, and it was actually $16.99, and I missed half the match.
And what was the issue? Was it a trouble downloading it, or did you only tune in halfway through the match?
Well, you see, I had dropped my son into the game, and I was just going in, and I thought, God, this fierce excitement, this great atmosphere, I'm looking forward to watching it at home. And I went home and we went searching on the channels and couldn't find it. And my son said to me, I bet you know, he said, we'll have to try that GAA Go. And so I had to download the app, and then we couldn't stream it. So it was a disaster, really. And it was €17.
And who else would we? How many of you were trying to watch it on the same device?
There was my husband and my son and myself, and I ended up watching it on my own because between everything, there was a bit of a row over trying to stream it. So there was a bit of a sulk, and because
right.
We were blaming the remote, and
there wasn't any backseat driving on your downloading abilities, was there? Or did different people take turns trying to download it?
Yeah, well, it came on the phone, but we couldn't get it onto the television, and it is a smart television.
Well,
and I just
not that smart, obviously.
Obviously, because yesterday I double checked again, and it will stream Netflix, and it will stream, but it wouldn't stream GAA Go anywhere for me. So I was left watching the match on my own, the second half anyway, and a bit of the end part of the first half.
Where did the other two go? Did they go out and listen to it on the radio?
No, they went off in a bit of a sulk.
Right.
anyway,
were they coming in and out to ask you how it was going, or did the sulk last?
They were, but the joy and the fun was gone out of it at that stage. I mean, you know, and then when I realised I just paid €17 to watch it,
And my son had actually said to me when he was doing it first, because he was doing it for me, he'd be better on the phone than me. And he said, will I do the full subscription or will I just do the one stop? And I said, no, do the one stop first and we'll see how we get on.
Right. So would you?
I will not be doing the full subscription.
All right. Okay. Seamus, for the international community, the Irish abroad, it's a bit of a lifesaver, you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. My son is in New Zealand. Over there on work experience through college, and he was one of the things he mentioned at Easter was that he was beginning to miss the hurling and all that, but he downloaded the app, and his comments, text message or WhatsApp on last Saturday evening, a week after the Clare and Limerick game, was wow, what a game, and delighted with the facility. So I'm just trying to bring a little bit of balance to it here.
Right. And whereabouts in New Zealand is he? Is he living in a city or is he out in a rural sheep farm? Or
He's out in a dairy farm. But whatever it is with their internet over there, it's just phenomenal. His phone calls, everything over there is done through WhatsApp communication back home, and it's fantastic. He's in the South Island, but yeah, he's out on a dairy farm, but he has no issues or anything with streaming, or his phone calls back home is always via the WhatsApp on the phone, and you'd hear him if you think he's just down the road from us, you know.
And where's home?
Well, we're in Roscommon town, in Roscommon, so he won a Celtic League All-Ireland there in 2019, so hurling is quite close and passionate with him, you know, so... He's missing that at the moment, but he'll be back in the end of June, so back for some of the local championship games at home, you know.
And are you dairy farmers yourselves at home?
No. It's over through college. He went. He went out in the middle of January himself and 30 fellow students from Waterford IT, and they're all over there, and. They've done their schedule of. They've almost completed their works on the farms over there now at this moment in time. So he's coming back to Australia for 2 weeks and then back to Dubai and then home to start a bit of work at home in Roscommon in June, you know.
And do you mind me asking how does he watch it? Does he watch it on the phone or do they put it on a television? Did a group of them go splits on the?
It's on his own phone.
Right, so he paid nearly 80 quid himself, and he watches it on his own phone.
His card, whatever was the purpose of his credit card wouldn't take it out there, so we had to do that from back at home. That was the only negative I could say that he had with actually downloading the app, you know.
All right, so it accepts Irish credit cards, but he had difficulty with the New Zealand credit card, was it?
He had difficulty with his own bank card, yeah.
Right, and you don't know whether that's across the board. It worked anyway for your Irish bank card, did you?
It worked perfectly for us with our details. Yeah, we had to give him our credit card details for he to apply it, and he obviously downloaded the app and the whole thing onto his phone. Then, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, if anybody else has been trying on foreign credit cards or knows of family members who've been trying on credit cards, you can text us to 51551 or get us on 0818715815 if you want to call into us. And when's he coming back, Seamus?
He's due home end of June. So he's really enjoyed his term over there. Great experience. And I said there was 30 of them went from Waterford IT, and they were up from various different parts of the country. Guys in Cork and Waterford and Cavan and all those places they're down there.
Are they looking forward to coming home? I mean, obviously he was, you know, living on a dairy farm there, but in terms of cost of living and quality of life and all of that kind of thing, is he coming back with mixed feelings?
He enjoyed the experience out there. Work-life balance was somewhat different, all right. Up at 4:15 in the morning, work right through. They work 10 days straight and then they're off for 4 days.
Right, and are they living kind of in a communal sort of a setup, or are they in a room of their own?
Each of the dairy farms that they're on, they've shared accommodation, and they've shared accommodation, but it's a bit rural. But the guys, his host was very, very good to him, gave him accommodation and gave him a form of transport, a couple of different forms of transport, and actually wants him to stay until the end of August. But unfortunately, the draw from home and for the hurling and all that. He wants to get back. He wants to get back and get a bit of a summer before he went back to his final year in college.
Right. So you'll all get the benefit out of his GAA Go app by the time he gets home, then, will you? But in June, it'll be.
Yeah, I assume so, but he might want to share it, though. He'll probably be on the move himself with the phone, so he'll probably retain it himself, you know.
All right, well, wish him safe travel back from New Zealand. We're back with more after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Dahi, good afternoon to you, calling from Spain. So have you downloaded GAA Go?
No, I haven't bothered with it, no. I have, I'm very happy with the RTE international fee that I get, you know. Now, unfortunately, I can't see the games, you know. If I have to go and see the games, I'd have to go to Estepona at a certain pub there and, you know, try and look over the shoulder of someone to see what's going on, you know.
Right. But I mean,
I'm an avid GAA follower.
And you're originally from where?
I'm a Cork man.
Right, so you weren't tempted to make the trip or download GAA Go to see the. Are you a Cork hurling fan?
Both hurling and football fan, yeah. And as I say, I would have loved to have seen the game now, but it was only available, I believe, on GAA Go, so it was no point in me taking the trip to Estepona to see.
Right, and what the trip to Estepona is presumably going to cost you money and. You know, whatever you'd have while you were watching it, where you're watching
it. I'd have a nice little meal there and a few pints, so I'd be there as well watching it, you know.
So would it be worth your while downloading the GAA Go app?
Well, I'll tell you what I would suggest is that, you know, since there's an RTE international feed, I mean, and the GAA have hooked up with RTE, I believe, for the GAA Go, which is an extra option, extra. But why not throw it all into the one and cash in on the 80 million external Irish diaspora that everybody at home seems to be falling over each other to embrace, but seem to be doing nothing about actually embracing them, you know.
So your proposal would be an annual fee for both?
Well, what I would suggest is that the diaspora would subvent the 5 million at home to watch free-to-air GAA sport or any sport on RT, while the rest of us pay, you know, a nominal fee of, say, €60 a year to tune in and enjoy the games.
And what do you think the uptake? Are there many Irish living around you in Spain at the moment?
It's full of Irish down here on the Costa del Sol.
Right, and have you floated this proposal amongst your Irish peers out there as an idea and got any?
Everybody would love it. I mean, they love the RTE international feed, which is limited. We appreciate that. You know, there are certain programs that are restricted, you know,
right,
through international rights and so forth. But
what can you see and what can you not see?
If the new DG of RT sat down with the DG, Director General of the GAA, and hammered out a simple way of broadcasting to the Irish diaspora abroad and free to air to the people at home on RT TV, now, you know, and I mean, it should be, listen, I can get a few children from the sixth class in the local national school in Glowntown in Glanmire to hammer out a legal document that could sort it all out.
All right.
It's as simple as that. Where there's a will, there's a way.
All right. Hang on there, Dahi. John Malloy in Athlone, you're against the concept of GAA Go. Subsidised, unsubsidised, good, bad or indifferent. It's not to your liking.
Okay, Colm. First, I want to thank you for highlighting this on Liveline. I think it's a very serious issue. And it's quite ironic that the RT played a major part in the promotion of hurling and football through two great commentators, Micheál O'Hare and Micheál Murrahogdy. Both were honoured on numerous occasions by the GAA for all they did for hurling and football. And now our president and director general and whoever else met up with RTE and decided that it would be more profitable, and this is what I read in the weekend, more profitable to go the GAA Go route. Now, I think this is absolutely despicable. The GAA is a community-based organisation where most people, the vast majority, give of their time and their skills and their work free. And I'm not interested in platforms. I'm not interested in whether I have good broadband or bad broadband. What I'm interested is that we should be able to sit down in our own houses, turn on the television, watch good hurling and football games, like I can do all this week for European soccer and European rugby.
Well, I mean, for some of the sporting events on telly, the professional sports, you might have to pay for them. But paying into matches
exactly
in the GAA.
I know exactly what I have to pay for. I have to go for BT Sport for some rugby matches. But I can sit down for the European Champions League this week and next week and whatever week it's on and view it free here in my own house. That is a fact. And I cannot see our own games. Supposedly, we're told time and time again that hurling is the best and fastest game in the world. And when people come to see it from abroad or see it on television, they are amazed at the skill levels that our hurlers have. They are amazed. And now, GAA, in Crow Park, and I hope you have one of them on to defend their action.
Well, we're still waiting on a statement. We haven't got it yet.
Well, we can bring in the president tomorrow. Take him in there tomorrow. And let him defend his decision.
Well, John, has there not always been revenue raising measures by the GAA? I mean, they sell inter county jerseys. There's tickets into matches.
Yeah, they have, but that doesn't affect me seeing a game. Of course, there has been. Of course, there has been. And every week in every club in Ireland, there's run by clubs to raise money. Lottos. There's lottos in every GAA club in Ireland. If I go into a shop here, there, anywhere around the country, I see lotto tickets and I usually buy one. But anyway...
But so for the price of two lotto tickets a month, you could have an annual subscription to GAA Go.
It's not about my... I have... Paying GAA Go is not a problem for me. That is not the problem. It's the principle that I want to highlight here today. Why should I or anybody else have to pay... €79 to see games that should be free to air on my television.
All right, we're going to go to...
That's the issue. And that's why we should... Now, can I just give you one more point? If you look at the end of the year about the ratings, the viewership of, or the viewing of games or programmes at RT, what's up there at the top? Of course, it's hurling and football matches. And the revenue that, for example... that RTE get in on advertisements and advertising during the games, I'm sure is pretty hefty.
All right. Patrick, you are calling us from County Monaghan, is it? You're a game goer, but you're also not averse to the idea of GAA Go.
I'm not averse to the idea at all. I think what we're forgetting here is that the number of matches and the number of counties involved, especially with the round robin thing, as other people have said, it's much bigger than it used to be. So, for example... I think the debate here is really because it's Cork Tip, I suppose, and we can understand that that's a Blue Ribbons event. I actually was at that game on Saturday night. I drove down from Monaghan to see it. But, you know, there's other people. So Antrim and Kilkenny played at the weekend, and people in Antrim have a right to see their team on the television as well, but it's not feasible to show all these matches anymore. You know, there's so many games now that it's just not feasible. RTE can't cover them all, so there has to be a platform service there in order to facilitate people from other counties that aren't the Blue Ribbon counties, if you like. So there is a need for a platform service then, and it's, I think there's issues with it in terms of accessibility. It's not simple to get it on the television, I think, in terms of casting it to TV, but those are technical issues I think can be ironed out in time. But overall, if you go into GAA Go to the season ticket, you can see you have... a whole suite of games you can look back on. You have as many games as you want to watch, I think, on it, which is a good thing. It's a positive for the GAA, I would say.
Right, and coming from largely a footballing county in County Monaghan, no insult to any Monaghan hurlers that there are, but largely a passionate football county. Do you think there's greater value to be had coming from a footballing county that might influence your point of view?
Absolutely irrelevant. I think we're getting sidetracked into this hurling football thing, which is a bit of a red herring in my view, right? Because you talk to people in some of the Ulster counties and they'll say it's all about Ulster Championship. You talk to people in Munster, they'll say it's about Munster Championship. You know, each to their own, I would say. But the thing about GAA Go is it's all on there, okay? And this thing of having, you know, we could say, you know, football versus hurling, and we've heard all that before, but there was a 17-point defeat for Antrim yesterday, for example. So if that had been shown on television, people would make the argument that what was that being shown for? If you get me. So, you know, it's not about one sport or one code versus the other. It's about can it be more accessible. So, for example, I was at a few weeks back, I was at an event where on the same day as Armagh and Cavan played, for example, I went to that game too, and there was people very happy to be able to tune into GAA Go.
Do you have it yourself?
The season ticket, of course,
There you go, John.
Look, you know what I'm saying?
So John, John, there's, like, there's Patrick.
Can I come in there one moment?
You can, of course.
I'm a Galway person. I didn't want to see, with all due respects, because of the foregone conclusion, I didn't want to watch Galway versus Westmeath at the weekend. What I want to see, like everybody else, we want to see those classic games that we have in Munster and maybe sometimes in Leinster. We don't, unfortunately, have them right now in football. Yesterday's two finals, the Connacht final and the Munster final, were foregone conclusions where people, I'd say, in some places actually fell asleep. We're talking about those that give games at their best.
Oh, well, John, it's steady on the Munster final.
We've people in arguing from County Louth, actually, next door to us. There was a complaint from Louth that they weren't shown at all. On RTE over the spring.
We'll see them next Sunday.
But are we saying that's a foregone conclusion? No offence to Louth. Maybe it won't be.
I have to put it on Dublin. Whether it's foregone or not, I'd like to get a few bob back if I put on a few bob.
But then you take people from Sligo, for example. So you say you don't want to watch it. But what about people from Sligo that couldn't attend the game? They're in the Connacht final for the first time, I think, since 2008. And can you imagine the outrage from people in Sligo that couldn't make the game if the Connacht final wasn't shown yesterday? So they have a right to be shown.
Well, we could have it on GAA Go, have both.
You could have GAA Go. So there you go. There you're back to where we started. So we're saying now we have. So there is a reason for having GAA Go there as a platform. So that's very good.
No, what I'm saying is, though, let's be quite candid about this. There are games that don't do justice, in football in particular, that don't do justice to showing them on television. Whether we like it or not, and I'm a football man, whether we like it or not, we had two games yesterday that did very little for the game of football.
I don't disagree. I watched one of them. I would say that it didn't do justice, but at the same time, they are provincial finals. And that's the issue.
We had two cracking games. We had two crackers in Munster. Great TV. I saw both of them.
John, why would anybody tune into GAA Go? How could the platform ever get up off its feet and get a subscription base if you only put what you describe as low-quality games on it?
I can watch them in New York. I can watch these games, which is on RT in New York or San Francisco or Sydney. I can watch them. What do we want? I know that guy that was out milking the cows in Australia, he might like it. But I am talking about the hundreds of thousands of people that were denied the opportunity to see two fantastic and other fantastic games in the last 2 weeks. That's what I'm talking about. I'm asking you, Colm, to get in the president of the GAA and explain his thinking and thinking.
We can't drag anybody in here, but people can call us on 0818715815 if the president wants to ring in. All right, John, Patrick, thanks. We're back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Now, Colm O'Mungon here. Get us on 51551 by text or email at joe@rte.ie. You can WhatsApp us as well, 087 184 3709. Now, there was some issues raised about credit card issues with subscribing to GAA Go from abroad. Download speeds, accessing it on new or older indeed devices and streaming it to the telly. So we did put in a request for a statement to the GAA. We've updated that request for an answer on some of those issues to see if they're a work in progress or indeed what's been done to address them. Mary O'Hurley from the Windy City, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Colm, how are you?
Good. How are you getting on in Chicago?
Oh, we're getting on great here in Chicago, but we love being back in Ireland on the weekends, and we have Ireland back to us when we have GAA Go.
Right, okay. So you have the full year subscription, do you?
We do. We live for it every weekend. We can watch it, and we just wish hurling was on all year round. I do feel very sorry for the people around the country in Ireland. As an example, my daughter who lives in Cork, and she loves hurling as all our family do. She had to go and watch it with her friends in a pub in Cork City, and it was on GA Go in that pub. I don't know the name of the pub, and it kept breaking down. And she says it got quite contentious because, as you can imagine, a lot of followers were missing points and missing goals, and we were relaying facts of the match to her by text.
So you were watching it on GA Go in Chicago, and you were keeping your daughter in Cork updated with texts to the pub that she was in, also trying to watch it on GA Go, but the broadband or the signal or whatever wasn't supporting it.
Kept going down. Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
And so, where were you watching it? Yes, were you watching it on a phone or television in Chicago?
No, we're watching it on a big 60-screen TV in our living room. And you know, we have fantastic coverage. And I do really feel sorry for people at home, because being a GA follower and growing up in a GA family, you know, it's all GA people live for at this time of year. And I think RTE should actually show these games now during the week that people miss. I think RTE are missing out big time. And I understand the cost, and for elderly people that cannot leave their homes, they should be able to watch it in the freedom of their own homes. And hurling, you know, we need to make so much more of this game, because we have friends who we have encouraged. We show them YouTube videos. We have family now in Pittsburgh. They watch the games from there. They're not even Irish. So it needs. We really need to highlight it more. And I do believe RT now should go ahead and show these games this week again to people.
So you have American family with no connection to Ireland who are now into hurling.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
And also watching it on GAA Go, are they?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So your position is...
We're so lucky.
You get the value out of it in Chicago, but you feel sorry for people who have to rely on it in Ireland, in effect. Does that kind of sum up your position on it?
Absolutely, because in different areas, in rural areas, you know, in Ireland, broadband, you know, it has improved, but it's not as good as it should be. Yes, I totally agree with most of the people that you had on there earlier. It's not satisfactory for people.
And do you mind me asking, when did you download GAA Go, and how did you pay for it?
We have had GAA Go since it started. And we just pay. Actually, my husband just renewed the subscription yesterday.
And did he pay with an American credit card or a debit card?
He did.
So he didn't have any issues using a non-Irish card, I suppose, unlike... unlike the man in New Zealand who did have difficulties downloading it or paying for it with a foreign credit card.
No, absolutely not at all. He didn't even, I mean, he basically, like, they, you know, just had to say he was renewing and that was it. There was no issue.
Jared, you're ringing us from, Jared Killalay, ringing us from Cork as well. Did you watch the match on GAA Go? You were at the match on Saturday.
Yes, I was at the match, Colm, and I suppose the first thing I'll say about the match was it was your typical full-blooded Munster championship game. Incredible excitement, the atmosphere superb, and as we left the game, I was with some relations of mine and my wife, and they're from a little village in East Cork, Arraiglen, which borders Tipperary and Waterford. And they were saying, well, our friends probably won't be able to see it. I wouldn't have been able to see it because broadband speed isn't up at full speed over there. But we just got to thinking about this whole situation. And we reckon that probably a couple of 100,000 people in the country never got to see one of the best hurling games of the year. And then I started thinking about from November to May every year, starting in November, the European Champions Cup Soccer. Every Tuesday night, there are two matches between RTE and Virgin Media. Wednesday night, there's another two matches, Virgin Media, RTE. And then on Thursday night, there's a Europa Cup game live, all free to air. And a man, a gentleman at the beginning of the show mentioned the fact that his 12-year-old son could name the whole Liverpool squad, the Manchester United squad, Manchester City, Spurs and Arsenal squads. And that's because exposure, fantastic exposure. So why aren't we doing the same thing with the GAA, particularly hurling, because we have probably the best field sports in the world.
Right, you think there's a duty of care nearly over and above other considerations to airing hurling because of the support it needs, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's unique to Ireland. We have a product that is so fantastic that the whole world would just love to see it. Now, I agree with a man called Seamus where he said his son is out in New Zealand. Some of the people are saying their relations in America and Canada, Australia, and they will see them watch it on GAA Go. But it should be, yes, available on GAA Go for them, but not here. It should be available free to air as well. And we're trying to promote hurling in weaker counties. And this is the kind of a thing that a young teenager, when they watch it, the excitement is so fantastic. Now, last Saturday night, it was one of those standout games that our team missed out on big time. Because, as I say, we had to end up watching highlights, or people who didn't see it had to end up watching highlights at 11 o'clock last night. And talking about last night, I totally agree with Donal Cusack when he said that hurling, of all the sports, needs the oxygen of being promoted on TV.
Okay.
And
there's plenty, no more than yourself, Jared, there's plenty of people exercised about this. We're going to get to them just shortly after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Cullum O'Mungain here. Maura Boardman, good afternoon. Tell us about your brother.
Hello, Cullum. My brother, Patrick, he's in a nursing home. He's intellectually challenged and he's in a nursing home in Rush. And he lives for his football matches and hurling matches. The Dubs, he dresses up in all of the regalia for the Dubs. He has a friend in Galway and they're playing. He has the colours on. The homes, I'm sure, won't pay for to have it streamed. And I can understand why, you know, so that the likes of Paddy and other people in community homes or nursing homes, they will miss out on the entertainment of the football and the hurling.
And does he have access to a smart device, or would that be kind of beyond?
No, he doesn't. He wouldn't be capable of using a smart device. He has a television in his room. You know what I mean? And he watches the matches when they're on the television.
And it's mostly GAA sports he's interested in, is it the football and the hurling?
It would be, yes, mostly GAA. Although I follow Liverpool and my husband follows Man United. And when they're playing, he listens to see. And then he'd be saying, oh, Maura will be happy or Maura will be sad, whichever way the results go.
All right, what way did you swing him? Who got him in terms of getting them into the corner on a football team? He's a neutral, is he?
He is. You know what I mean? He wouldn't really know any of the names, we'd say, or any, you know, he wouldn't have the ability for that. But unless we were there and we'd say number such and such as, you know, so and so. But he lives for the Dubs. In actual fact, a couple of the Dubs players were in and had the photograph taken when they won the All Ireland and what have you. So you know, I mean, he's But he
would need somebody on hand for all the games to, to set it up and to put it on the television and everything else. Yeah, he'd need extra help with that.
Exactly. All he can do is press the button on his remote to put it on or off or change the stations. But no, he wouldn't be able to stream it. No more. I might be honest with you. No more. I'd be able to stream it myself. I'd have to have somebody rig it up for me.
All right. Okay. So. All right. Well, look, Maura, thanks for calling in. I hope he does manage to get at least to see. So although I'm from Kildare, I don't want to see that the run of Dublin last maybe too long in the championships this year. But I hope he enjoys whatever he does get to see. The series producer, Annette Egan, produced today. Damien Chanel was on sound and Shane Galvin was the broadcast coordinator. Ray Darcy's next. Thanks for listening.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.